Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love this Fairleigh Dickinson team. Carver High, what did I do tonight when there was about 10 seconds left in the game? What did I do?
You texted me saying, Horrenda's going to get it done.
FDU, baby. That's what's up. How about this team? They had a huge second half. They outscored them 48-35. And they were getting their ass beat in that game. The Panthers showed up, and they were firing on all cylinders in the first half, and the Knights looked dead. And then all of a sudden, I mean, Mafia said it to me. He got in the car. He goes, I got in the shower. They were down 9. I got out of the shower, and they were down 1. And then I started getting all kinds of fired up. Hey, Coach, Horrenda, how you doing? Congrats.
Pharrell, how you doing? Whoever that was, they should have stayed in the shower. We would have been up 20 if they stayed in the shower.
Listen. You guys were down at one point in this game, 13, and did you do it?
Well, we just had to stay the course. Hey, Prairie View is really talented, you know, and I knew they were talented to the basket, but then, bro, they were just making, they made 15 threes. They shot over 50% from three, and all year they were 32%. So we were in, once they started making threes, we were in a dogfight, but like our guys just play every possession. And the game, it's a long game, and we have fearless guards, man. I'm telling you, the kid Darnell Edge had 33. He broke the all-time three-point field goal record. And then Jaleel Jenkins, our point guard, I told you after that St. Francis game, man, we're exciting, and we're really, really fast and quick, and we make shots, and we score in bunches. And the second half, that 10-minute run was, it was real, it was epic, and now Fairleigh Dickinson's won a NCAA game, and it's history.
Yeah, you and I were talking about Edge. He's a badass, and I talked to him on the show last week. I thought the difference for me, at one point I was watching and I'm going, man, they are killing them on the boards. I thought you killed them on the glass.
Oh, Caleb Bishop from St. Anthony's in Jersey City, Elijah Williams from Evanston, Illinois, and Mike Holloway. We knew even if we took some bad shots, that we could clean up on the glass. And I think Caleb had 4 or 5 dunks. But it was a team effort. This is 16 out of 18, and we just keep playing. And, Pharrell, if you ever, you know, in Bergen County can come to a practice, that's where it's made. And you know that.
Right.
You know, it's made behind the scenes. And our kids, I'm a hard coach, man. I'm an old school guy. We grind them, but you grind them for a night like tonight. And tonight, our boys reap the benefits.
Well, I think they love you. It's pretty obvious. I saw after the game they were all dancing and singing and rapping around you in the interview you did with CBS. I got to tell you, one thing about it, now you're going to Utah, right, like to play Gonzaga. And we said on the show last time you guys lost in this game, this is so much better. You win, and now you move on and you get the experience. I think it's great for your kids that they get to go play in the next level and play against the number one seed. And I'm sure they are licking their chops at the challenge.
Pharrell, we're on the bus. And the NCAA just jets you out of your hotel onto a bus and onto the tarmac and are flying us to Salt Lake. I think our flight leaves at 11:30 Ohio time. We get into Salt Lake, and then we have to prepare and do it all over again. But this flight will be the pilot will not need any gas. The gas it comes from within, man. It's gonna be just heaven to get on the plane and really grasp what happened. I don't think, you know, after the tremendous celebration, I think now our bus is dead quiet. They're exhausted. It's physically and mentally and spiritually challenging to do what they just did, but God bless them. They did it, and I was happy to go on for the ride.
How was the, at the point of the, late in the game, the kid, Blackston, started jacking threes, and Ellis, and they were making all these threes, you had like the 8-point lead all of a sudden was two, and it was driving me nuts. I was cussing.
Pharrell, I told my AD when he got the job, Brad Hobart, that nothing at FDU comes easy. So like, if he misses one of those threes, we run out the clock, and we're going to be 11, 12 points and celebrate. Like, and God willing, bang, bang, then we fouled one. They got to two, and then we had a great possession and advanced the lead, and then they missed a shot. And my father used to say, never in doubt, and I don't know if that was applicable tonight, but once he missed that, we scored, went up four with 26 seconds to go, and they missed it. Then it was over, and just a great win. We had a fan bus come. It's going to cost me a few hundred, maybe a thousand. I told the whole fan bus, when they stop, I'm buying dinner personally.
Sweet.
They were just great people that took a bus 5:30 this morning to come to the game, and they're staying overnight. And then they're going back, but I'm treating for dinner, and every Fairleigh Dickinson fan deserves this, man. It's been a lot of years of sweat, blood, and tears, but now they're tears of joy.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I want to get on a plane and grab my skis and hit Alta and Park City and then catch the game.
That would be, you could rock that, man. I can see you doing it.
So let me ask you, I thought one of the other keys for me, Greg, was when they got to the line. I mean, I thought your guys got to the rack a lot and got the whistle, because they did get fouled and they did get to the line. And you made, for the most part, I mean, it wasn't that clean, but you had so many chances to add points at the line, whereas Prairie View wasn't getting to the line.
No, we got to the line. Other than Mike Holloway that struggled, our guards are money. You know, Darnell Edge is the leading career free throw shooter. Last year, he won the free throw shooting title. He just broke the record tonight, Scott, for having the most threes in the history of Fairleigh Dickinson. It was storybook, man. And we Gonzaga, you know, we're going to get a game plan. We know it's going to be hard, but we're hard to guard. Small is good now in college basketball. Back in the day, you know, when I grew up and when you grew up, you couldn't beat the big teams. But now with the three-point line, it's hard to guard Jaleel. It's hard to guard Darnell. But we got to defend better. We've got to rebound better. But we're going out there to win a basketball game. And I was asked about, well, what about a 16-1? I'm not thinking about a 16-1. I'm thinking about stops and rebounds and execution on offense. That's the only way you can think about it. And then you go from there. But Mark Few is, you know, one of the great coaches in the country. They're a premier program, and we're just tickle pink and just really, really excited. I see the plane sitting on the tarmac right now. We're pulling up to Dayton Airport.
Sweet.
This is magical.
Listen, if you guys block eight shots against the Zags like you did tonight, you can beat anybody. And they can't think about that name and that seed and who
That's
they are
right.
or any of
That's
that
right.
BS. They got to play ball.
You're so right. You got it's basketball. We've won 16 out of 18. Gonzaga's won a lot of games, but Pharrell, I've got to get on this plane.
All right, listen.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, whenever, from Utah.
All right.
We'll hit you.
Listen.
I love that you did the story on us the other night when you jumped on us before everybody else.
Well,
I can't thank you enough.
Well, I love FDU. I love I've gone to a lot of games there. Listen, if you guys play, you know what? You deserve to be there. And if St. Mary's can beat their ass, then you can beat their ass.
Amen, brother.
All right.
Amen.
All right, Coach. Thanks for coming
on.
See you.
Peace.
Have a safe trip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.